From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Friday edition of The Living Truth as we continue our study entitled Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer. And I'm sharing this with you from a little booklet that I put together a while ago for my own congregation. And I'm just basically reading and making comments from the booklet, but I'd like to get this booklet into your own hands personally. It's just about 30 pages in length. It's nothing deep, but it is something that I think will aid you in growing in understanding prayer as well as aid you in your own prayer life. And if you would request it, we would be delighted to send it to you free of charge. The only thing that we're asking is that you put a little gift in to help cover the cost of putting it together and sending it your way. And at the end of the program, Jim will be back with our contact information. But it's simply entitled, Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer. And if you'd like to have this, why, we would be delighted to give it to you. So far in our study this week, we basically have been talking about the fact that if we are going to grow in the things of the Lord, we need to know what prayer is all about, and we need to know how to pray. The disciples, as you recall, at one particular point in the book of Luke, went to the Lord Jesus and said, teach us to pray. And I've often noted that they didn't say to him, teach us how to pray. They asked him to teach them to pray. There's a difference. When you ask how to pray, that talks about technique. When you say, Lord, teach us to pray, that talks about the reality of prayer, praying in such a way that we'll see God work. So we've been talking about that throughout the course of this week, and I've shared with you what prayer is, and I gave you a definition that I've used many, many times, that prayer is the communion of the believer's heart with God that is conducted through praise, petition, intercession, supplication, and waiting upon the Lord, that has the goal to glorify God in all things. And in addition to that, someone else has said that prayer is an intimate dialogue with the Lord for the purposes of learning from Him, learning about Him, seeking His wisdom, seeking His provision, understanding His will, fellowshipping with Him, and worshiping Him. And I believe that that's all true. Well, today, as we come to the end of the week, I just want to share a little bit with you about talking to God in prayer, keeping in mind that prayer is God's idea. Back in the Old Testament, in Jeremiah 33:3, God said to Jeremiah and to us through Jeremiah, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And then in the Gospel of Matthew and the 7th chapter, Verses 7 and 8, Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. But what I want to talk to you about today for just a few minutes is this idea of talking to God in prayer. Now, keep in mind that true prayer involves communication and intimate dialogue with God, which does result in a close relationship with Him. This morning in my own devotions, I was reading from Psalm 73, where the psalmist David says, it is good that I should draw near to God. And that is a good thing. And certainly one of the ways that we draw near to God is through prayer. We communicate with Him, we have an intimate dialogue with Him, and consequently, we draw into a close relationship with Him. But the question is this, How does one communicate with and have intimate dialogue with God that builds a close relationship with Him? Good question, right? Again, how does one communicate with God and have an intimate dialogue with God that builds such a close relationship with Him? Well, consider the book, the book of the Acts. Yeah, consider the word of the book of the Acts, A-C-T-S. Think of that word, A-C-T-S. And apply that to this idea of approaching God and talking to God in such a way that will enable you to build in your relationship with God. First of all, the word A means adoration. When coming to God in prayer, I think it's good to begin by just worshiping and praising and exalting God. You know, in the sample prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ gives there in the book of Matthew, He begins by saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." What is that phrase, "hallowed be thy name," talking about? It's talking about adoring the Lord. It's talking about worshiping, praising, and exalting Him. And I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day who is both an ordained pastor and an attorney. He's a great man of prayer. And so often when he begins his prayers, he will start off by saying, "Almighty Father and God." And every time I hear him saying that, I'm not just impressed with the words that he is rendering, but I'm reminded about and impressed with, once again, the greatness of God. He is the Almighty God. And so when my prayer is open, when my friend is opening with those particular words in prayer, he is adoring God. Sometimes we just don't adore God like we should, whether it's in our prayer life or any other aspect of our life. And so when we pray, when we go to the Lord in prayer, let's begin by worshiping Him. Then the letter C, that's for confession. And that means to confess personal sin. You know, the Bible tells us that if we regard sin in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. And sometimes we do not see God work the way that we would like to see Him work. Sometimes we don't get the answer from God that we would like to get simply because of the fact that we are approaching God with sin in our lives. Any unconfessed sin in your life or my life when it comes to prayer is going to prevent that prayer from being effective. So the very first thing to do after you come before the Lord and give Him adoration is confess your sin. In fact, it may not even be a good thing just to confess the sin before you go to the Lord in prayer, by the way. Remember, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9 says, "If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So we have A, C, and then the letter T. Thanksgiving. Give thanks for what God will do in prayer. Give thanks for what God will do in prayer. Many times in our prayer life, we just come before the Lord and say, "Lord, gimme, 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 gimme," right? I mentioned that to you the other day, that's the way that we are so often. And I can recall as a child growing up, my father used to say, "Gary, you've got the gimmies," and that's probably what the case was. But it's also the case with us many times when we approach God in heaven. "God, give me this. God, give me that." And yet, we don't thank Him for what He's done, what He's doing, and what He will do. But the Bible emphasizes the importance of giving thanks unto God in our time to prayer, in our time of prayer. And you can see that brought forth over and over again in the Scripture. Thanking God is a part of praying. And then finally, you have the letter S, and that stands for the word supplication. Supplication. And that simply means to pray earnestly until God answers the prayer. I've heard people say over the years that you only need to talk to God once about a matter, or you only need to bring a prayer request to God once, and that's all. Well, you might believe that, but the Bible talks about supplication. You know, in the book of Philippians chapter 4, it says, be careful for nothing, that is, don't be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The word supplication is there, and that means to pray consistently about something until you see God work. And so in talking with God, remember the word acts, A-C-T-S, just like the book of the Acts. A, adoration, worship God when you pray. C, confession, confess any personal unconfessed sins. T, thanksgiving, give God thanks for what he has done, is doing, and will do. And then S, supplication, pray earnestly until God answers the prayer. And beloved, if you and I do that, then we will be able to see God work in a mighty, mighty way. Prayer is God's idea. Prayer is the greatest tool that God has given to us apart from his word that enables us to live the Christian life for his honor and for his glory. How is your prayer life? Yes, I'd love to get this booklet into your hands entitled Developing a Clear Vision of Prayer. Just a little booklet, nothing deep, nothing difficult, but something that I trust will be a help to you in your daily prayer life. And if you request it, we would be delighted to send it to you free of charge. Well, thank you very much for being there today. I trust that you'll go to church on Sunday. And the Lord willing, I'll be back with you again on Monday with another study from the Word of God on the living truth. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.